This is the log of Magnus Carter, scientific observer with the Space Force. Following our capture by the Centaurian women, we were taken to their mothership and kept under close observation. Finally, we learned that they intended to return to their distant star and take our radio operator, Chipper Barnett, with them. With 1 hour to go before blastoff, we escaped from our quarters and made our way to the section where our craft was docked. When the four of us arrived at the mothership's airlock, we discovered there were only 3 spacesuits. Lodrick and Saxon took Chipper through to our craft. Then, with time running out, Saxon returned for me.
One more operation and we're home and dry.
Why haven't they sent somebody for us?
They're too busy preparing for blastoff.
They could have postponed it.
They can't. The process can't be reversed. Hey, this air pump's taking its time. Should have done the job by now.
This is still working.
Yes, but so slowly. Ah, at last. Open the door and let's get out of here.
It's stuck. And the lights are dimmed.
Well, they must have gone over to emergency power. That means there's none to spare for the airlocks.
The door's half open. Perhaps we could squeeze through.
No, we'd never make it. Not in inflated suits.
Then we're trapped.
Looks like it. And with the starship about to blast off in less than 10 minutes.
Space Force, an interstellar encounter, starring Barry Foster, Nigel Stock, Nikki Henson, and Tony Asoba. Episode 6, Marooned in Space.
We can't just give up, Magnus. Not now.
But there's nothing we can do.
There must be something. Perhaps we could... Yes, that's it. We've got to remove our life support packs. We can carry them.
But that'll cut off our oxygen supply.
Right. Then we let out the air.
What?
When the suits have deflated enough, we can squeeze through the door.
With virtually no air supply.
Enough to get us aboard Space Force if we hurry.
And death from suffocation if we don't.
So, we must move fast. Now, start letting out the air. Are you hearing all this, Lodrick?
Yes.
Is the lock prepared?
Door's open.
Come on then, Magnus.
Ship's motors will fire in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. All personnel to stay undercover until further notice.
You all right, Magnus?
Yes, I think so.
Into the lock, then, quick. Okay, Lodrick, we're in.
Closing the door. You can expect to be with us now.
Magnus! Magnus!
What is it?
He's passed out.
Airlock filling.
I'll reconnect his life support. If I can just...
What about your own?
I'll do that next.
Airlock filling. 10 seconds to go.
I can't manage...
Hold on, Saxon. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, one. Door opening. Saxon, are you all right? Chipper, help me get his helmet off.
Coming.
There.
Saxon.
I didn't think I'd make it. Couldn't make my connector work. How's Magnus?
I'm all right now. I think I must have passed out.
You did. Close the lock.
We've got less than 4 minutes to get away from the dock area and out into space.
Right. Prepare to fire thrusters.
Already prepared.
Good. Fire.
Pulling away.
Starship's motors firing.
Their radio swamps everything.
3 minutes to go.
We'll never make it. We'll be swamped by the electronic wash.
What's its motive power?
No idea.
Could it be atomic?
I hope not. There'd be nothing left of us if it is.
We're free of the dock area, drifting out slowly.
Yeah, too slowly. Everybody strapped in?
Yes,
sir. Yes.
I stand by for countdown to motor firing.
Hello, Chipper, can you hear me?
Hmm? Who's that?
Who's what?
Somebody's calling me.
Don't answer.
What are you doing out there? We need you on the starship.
What? Do you?
Chipper, ignore them.
Distance from starship approximately 600 yards.
The stern of that ship, it's glowing white hot.
Firing time. 2 minutes.
Stand by. Space Force firing in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
I'd like to, but I can't get up, not till our motors have fired.
0.
We're off.
I think we're just in time.
Speed 4,000.
Magnus, check the televiewer and see what's happening.
Right.
Chipper. I'm listening.
Ludwig, look after Chipper.
I don't believe it. They're coming after us.
What?
One of their small craft there on the screen.
They haven't time. Their own ship's about to take off.
But the initial acceleration is very slow. Treya told me that.
Space Force.
Oh. Yes?
A ship is on its way to you.
We can see it.
Put on a suit, Chipper, into the airlock and wait for us to pick you up.
I'm going with them.
You're coming back to Earth with us.
Starship's motor firing in 10 seconds.
We must get back on board the starship before the critical acceleration time.
What's that?
Coming over the radio. Must be the starship's motors.
That light from the ship's stern is so bright.
Some kind of ray or particle propulsion.
You must do as we say.
You'll have to obey them, Saxon.
Have they started brainwashing you again?
You can't refuse them.
You have 10 seconds, Space Force.
You better let me go.
Why? They haven't got time to do anything.
5 seconds.
I'm coming, Jib. I'm coming.
You hold him.
Keep him away from the airlock.
No, let me go.
Space Force, your time is up.
Where is everybody? Magnus? Saxon? Saxon? Oh, better get up if I can move. Is that you, Lottery?
Yes.
You all right?
Banged my head on the televiewer.
I think I banged more than my head. What happened?
Yeah, they wanted you to go with them.
Did they? I don't remember.
Then they must have started shooting at us. Ray guns or something.
Is that what it was?
Oh, I thought the ship would break up. Where are the others?
I don't know.
Chipper, we're here.
There. There they are, behind the computer.
Good.
How's Magnus?
He's just coming round. He's okay.
Right, first thing we do is examine the ship from bow to stern. Try to get a few things working.
It's not completely dead. We've got the emergency lighting.
And gravity, for some reason.
Yes, it's very weak, though. Hardly enough to keep our feet on the floor.
So, what do we do?
You come with me, Lodderick.
Right.
Let's try and restore the power supply.
What about me?
Try to get the electronics working. Televiewer first, then the radio, then the computer.
If we could get the door to the observation dome working, we could see out.
Yeah, we need a lot of power for that, maybe more than we've got. Magnus, you stay with Chipper.
Mm.
If we need you, we'll call you.
Right.
Come on, Lodderick.
The first thing to look at is the thermoelectric generator. Chipper seems more his old self, Saxon.
Yes. Seems to have forgotten all about Jenny and the other Centaurians, thank goodness.
Mm. Do you think they could still come after us, try and get him?
It's possible. If they discover they haven't destroyed us. With technology that advanced, they could do anything.
Mm. Saxon?
Yes?
What's the verdict on the generators?
One of them is totally out of action.
No hope of repair?
No. They're the one thing we can't tamper with. Too much danger from radiation.
Let's hope there's none leaking out.
We checked that.
So where does that leave us?
With only half the electrical power we need, I'm afraid.
Which means we can run the radio, the televiewer, the computer, all the software, provided they're not damaged.
What about airlocks?
Not enough power for that.
Then we can never open the door. Never get out?
Nope.
I could open the observation lock by hand, that's all.
I see.
We've just got to hope we can get the radio operating. Then we can contact Earth and get some help.
There we are, then. Transmitter and receiver both working. Quite a lot of current in the old aerial.
Enough for Earth to hear us?
It remains to be seen. 400 million miles is a long way, especially on half power.
We may not be that far.
Depends how long we were all unconscious and how fast we'd been traveling.
We couldn't have covered more than 1,000,000 miles, though.
No. So any message we send will take up to 35 minutes to reach Earth, another 35 back.
At least.
Right. Switch on, Chipper. I'll try to contact control.
Okay.
And while I'm doing that, see if the televiewer's working.
That's it. That's good. Tiny little more.
How's that?
Should be all right now. I'll switch on. Still the same. Nothing but coloured streaks.
Perhaps the screen's damaged.
I don't think we'd see anything if it was. What puzzles me is the way those lines are moving.
Hey, what was that light?
I've never seen a televiewer behave like this before.
You sure you've connected it upright?
Of course I have.
You getting a clear picture yet, Chip?
Not up to now. I've checked everything.
Oh, let's have a look at it then.
There's that light again.
It's just hundreds of coloured lines.
All distorted. No picture at all.
But that is a picture.
Huh?
Those aren't lines of distortion, they're star trails.
What?
Pictures of stars crossing the screen at such high speed, they appear as lines.
But how can they move like that?
They're not, we are. The ship's tumbling head over heels. And not just tumbling, it's slowly rotating as well. That's why we can feel their little gravity.
Of course.
But we can't establish our position unless we can stabilize the ship. Lodderick.
Yes?
How much fuel do we have left?
Computer said we had just enough to get on course for home.
That was for the main motors. What about the thrusters?
They were still functioning when we left the starship's dock, but there can't be much left in them.
Well, go down and check. We might at least be able to steady this tumbling. Definite star images on my screen.
And mine.
Just a few seconds more. What's happened?
Sorry, Saxon. No more fuel. We'll just maintain a slow tumble from now on.
And we're still rotating.
Yes, we can allow for that. It's far better than it was. Let's get back to work. Lodderick, start on the observation dome lock.
Open it by hand.
Yes. Chipper, try to get the computer going. Magnus will help you.
Right.
I'll try to locate position and speed with the aid of the televiewer. I don't understand this. If only I could use the computer.
Sorry, Saxon, it won't function.
Or even a reply from Earth.
If they were receiving us, we'd have got a reply by now.
Isn't the televiewer working?
Forward one is, the navigation screen. But it doesn't make sense.
Why?
With two large sighting objects, such as the Earth and Jupiter, it should be possible to obtain a fix and estimate our position and speed.
So?
I can't find Jupiter.
What?
No sign of it.
But its image should be colossal.
It's not there.
Perhaps we're going backwards. You know, instead of heading earthwards, we're heading out of the solar system and Jupiter's behind us.
We'd still see it.
The televiewer can't cover 360 degrees.
But we're still tumbling, so we can scan the whole sky.
How could a whole planet, one bigger than all the rest of the sun's planets put together, just disappear?
You tell me.
It's impossible. And what about that bright light that kept flashing across the screen when we were tumbling?
It's a star. It sounds ridiculous, but it looks like the sun.
That is ridiculous. The sun must be over 450 million miles away.
I know. Chipper.
Yes, Saxon.
Get on the radio. Give control another call.
It was only an hour since you sent the last one.
I'll keep calling every hour on the hour. Wherever we are, they're our only hope.
Okay.
Is the electronic log working?
I should think so. Why?
Chipper Barnett.
In case we don't survive, I'd like to make a record of the expedition. If the Space Force is ever picked up, I'd like people to know what happened to us.
Log entry number 726. This is the story of a journey among the stars. An intergalactic adventure so astounding that even now, as the great trauma draws to its close, I find it difficult to believe it actually happened. But the evidence is there. What we have all been through was no bad dream, nor the figment of some crazy imagination. Even now, we cannot survive, except by the intervention of a miracle.
Chipper.
Yeah?
Time to send another message.
Okay. I think I might do better listening out in the headphones. Might be a weak response.
All right.
If I get a reply, I'll put it through the intercom circuit straight away.
Good.
Yeah. It's switch off the amplifiers. That saves a little power. And plug in the phones. No, that's on. Doesn't sound like that. Oh, well, nothing's working properly on this ship. Might as well start calling. Hello, this is Chipper Barnett aboard Space Force. Can you hear me? I repeat, this
Hello?
Is Chipper Barnett aboard... Hey? Who's that?
Is that Chipper?
Yes. Who are you?
I heard your call for help.
But who are you?
You do need help, don't you?
Who are you?
I'm Jenny.
Oh, no.
That is Chipper, isn't it?
Go away.
But I want to help.
Go away. We don't need any help.
Chipper, what are you talking to?
But you said you were desperate.
We're not that desperate. Go away. Chipper. We don't need you. Go away.
Chipper. Here, give me those phones. Hello, hello. This is Commander Saxon Berry aboard the Space Force. Come in, please. Come in, please. We need to hear from you. Hello, hello. There's nobody there.
Yes, there is.
Are you sure you're not hearing voices again?
Yes.
You're certain?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Who was it, then?
Jenny.
Jenny?
What's going on?
He says he heard Jenny calling.
She came up on the radio, answered my distress call.
No, you couldn't have heard her, Chipper. You destroyed her back on the starship, don't you remember? When Saxon found you in the blue section.
Jenny, did he say?
No one else heard her, only him.
But he was wearing headphones.
I put them on. I didn't hear anybody.
She was there, large as life. She knew me.
Well, then she'll most likely come up again, so keep listening.
Yes, but I...
But not on the headphones. We all want to hear. Put your receiver through the intercom.
If you say so.
I do. Now back to work. Hey, Ludrick, what's that?
My telescope, the 18th century Cassegrainian.
You aiming to use it? In the dome?
Why not? Might enable us to identify something, help establish where we are.
Well, good for you. But don't go looking at that bright star. You'll blind yourself.
Urgently, that is the end of the message. This message will be repeated in 1 hour.
No luck then, Chipper?
Nah, not a whisper.
Jenny never called again?
You would have heard her if she had. The circuit's plugged into the intercom. You'd all hear her.
I doubt it.
You don't believe
now,
me.
Now, don't get upset. We're under great strain. It's bound to have a bad effect on all of us, some more than others.
Saxon, quick!
You've seen something?
Yes, but I can hardly believe it.
What is it?
Jupiter!
What?
Yes.
But I've been scanning everywhere on the televiewer. There's been no sign of it.
Come to the observation dome. See for yourself.
There. Nothing but stars, millions of them.
No, that's the background. Look in the telescope.
You're right. It is Jupiter. Moons as well. Or some planet very like it.
There isn't another like it. Not in this solar system.
Can you see it?
Yes, but it's millions of miles away.
About 400 million in my estimation.
We can't possibly have traveled that far.
We must have.
But where are we? More important, how did we get here? For some inexplicable reason, we are hundreds of millions of miles off course, and we must have traveled that distance in just an hour or two.
Hello, Space Force. Calling Space
Radio,
Force.
Quick, we've made contact.
Calling Space Force.
Come on, Chipper, answer her. Yes, we all can. Go on, reply. Well, come down.
Space Force calling. Receiving you loud and clear.
Is that Chipper? Chipper Barnett?
Yes. Who are you?
I'm Jenny. You remember me, don't you?
Will I ever forget you?
Last time I called you, you told me to go away and not to bother you.
No, that's right.
But you were in distress. Needed help.
We all are.
There's more than one of you.
You know that.
How should I know?
After all you did to us, and to me in particular.
Me? I've never met you.
Move over, Chipper. I'll talk to her.
You're welcome.
Listen, are you Jenny?
Yes, I am.
Then you know who we are and probably where we are. You're the only one that does.
Me?
Are you programmed to torment us?
Programmed? What do you think I am, a computer?
We know you are.
You must be crazy.
Not as crazy as we'd be to accept your help.
Quiet, Chipper. Now, don't you try to fool us. You're from the Centaurian starship.
The what?
Now on its way to Corthia.
Corthia? Centaurian? I don't think that comes in our area. The farthest we serve is Brighton.
Brighton?
Yes. It's a place about 50 miles from London. Greatest speed and all comforts. Trips to the continent by special arrangement and a small extra charge.
What are you talking about?
Morgan's private Airbus service.
Private Airbus?
The commuter's friend. Why go by public transport when we can drop you in your own back garden? You must have seen the ads.
Listen.
Yes?
Is your name Jenny or isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Then how can you hear our calls when nobody else can?
Can't they?
If they could, they'd have replied.
I don't know about that. All I know is here I am trying to work, and every hour or so I find it's impossible because I'm swamped by calls from some bloke calling himself Chipper Barnett.
What work do you do exactly?
I'm the radio telephonist in the control room of Morgan's private Airbuses.
I see. And you really want to help us?
If you want me to.
And listen carefully. I shall give you a telephone number to ring. When you get a reply, ask to speak to Space Force Control.
Yes?
Tell them the frequency you're working on and ask them to call us.
Is that all?
Yes. Will you do it?
Yes.
And tell us when you've done it and let us know what they say.
Will you keep listening?
Of course.
Very well. I'll call you later.
Thank you.
Not at all.
It's all a trick. She'll never call back.
You still think it's Jenny the computer?
Who else? They're going to keep tormenting us right to the end.
What do you think, Magnus?
I think she's genuine. She's certainly not very far away. There was no delay between transmission and reply.
All the more reason for her to be the computerized Jenny. No call of ours could reach Earth in such a short time.
Unless we were close to Earth without knowing it.
But we're millions of miles away.
Not judging by the view we get of Jupiter.
That wash that swamped us when the Centaurians took off, and those rays the ship fired at us.
Well?
I thought they intended to blow us to pieces.
So did I.
But they didn't succeed. Instead, they forced our ship into an incredibly high rate of acceleration. So high that it finally broke through the time barrier.
No, no, that's too fantastic.
Is it? Then what about Jupiter? Why does it appear the same size and when viewed from Earth?
You actually think we're back in the Earth system?
Yes. I think we are.
Hello, Spaceport.
She's back, come on. Hey, hello, yes. Commander Berry here.
I did what you said.
And?
Well, such commotion. You're to keep listening on this frequency until they contact you.
How long will that be?
Now, come in, Space Force.
Commander Berry speaking.
This is Space Force Control.
It is then.
Oh, we pleased to hear from you.
What are you doing calling us on a commercial frequency band?
Chipper?
I don't know. The transmitter must have drifted off.
Way off. And how is it you've come back early?
What?
You're not due back for another 12 and a half months. Didn't you get to Jupiter?
Of course we did. You received our radio messages, didn't you?
Yes. But if they were genuine, you should hardly have started your return journey yet, let alone finished it.
It's a long story. Right now, we're in need of rescue. Most of the ship is out of action, and we only have enough air for 4 more weeks. Can you help us?
Of course. We have pinpointed your position. We'll have a life vessel out to you in 3 days.
Is that all? Then where are we?
About 500,000 miles above the Earth.
Then why haven't we seen it?
Probably because it lies directly between you and the sun. You'd never see it, not without filters.
Ours aren't functioning.
We have commandeered this frequency, so keep listening out. We'll contact you again soon.
Of course. Keep watch, Chipper.
Sure.
Whew. Do you think they're going to believe it all, Magnus, when we tell them?
I doubt it. I doubt it very much.
Hello, Space Force.
Oh, hello. Chipper Barnett calling.
Hello, Chipper. I have a message for you from Control.
Go ahead, listening.
In 10 minutes' time, Control will be transmitting a signal on red frequency. You'll have to tune your transmitter to it, but don't close this frequency until ordered.
Oh, that means I can talk to you a bit longer.
Oh, yes, I suppose it does.
Your name really is Jenny, then?
Of course it is. Jenny Campbell.
And, is there a Mr. Campbell?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Oh, I just wondered.
He's my father.
Oh, I see. In that case, I wonder, would you like to have dinner with me? You know, when I get back to Earth, get both feet on the ground.
Why me?
Well, I'd like to thank you for helping us. Besides, I like your name, Jenny.
Do you?
Oh, yes. It's my favourite. How about it?
Okay. Call me on the video phone when you get back. Morgan's private air buses. It's in the book.
Oh, I will.
Goodbye for now, then.
Goodbye, Jenny.
In that episode of Space Force, Saxon was played by Barry Foster, Chipper by Nicky Henson, Magnus by Nigel Stock, and Loderick by Tony Asoba, with Teresa Stretfield and Wendy Murray. Space Force was written by Charles Chilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.